弟兄姐妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们非常感谢主，早晨我们能够又一次聚集在他的同在当中。
We're very thankful that once again this morning we can meet in God's presence.
虽然我们不能够彼此见面。
Although we can't meet face to face.
盼望着圣灵在我们个人的家中都能够把我们一同带进他的同在当中。
We hope that the Holy Spirit in our individual homes may bring us before the Lord's presence.
我们开始的时候还是有点祷告。
We'll begin with a word of prayer.
主我们感谢赞美你。
Or we thank and praise you.
在这个纷乱的时代当中。
In this conflicting world.
我们有一个坚固的磐石。
We have a solid rock.
就是你的自己。
And that's yourself.
主盼望着我们今天都站立在这个磐石之上。
We pray that today we can stand on this rock.
世界上任何的事情都不能够动摇你的教会。
Nothing in this world will shake your church.
愿今天早晨你在我们中间做主掌权。
May you beLord over our meeting this morning.
愿圣灵帮助我们能够解开你的话语。
May your Holy Spirit open your words to us.
求你借着血来洁净你的仆人。
May your blood cover your servants.
也借着你的圣灵来帮助我们能够进入你的同在当中。
May your Spirit help us to enter into your presence.
求你祝福讲的、翻的和众弟兄姐妹们。
Can you bless the speaker, the interpreter, and all the listeners?
我们把下面的时间交在你恩典的手中。
We put this time into your gracious hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们非常感谢主。
We're very thankful to the Lord.
今天早晨我愿意和弟兄姐妹们继续交通彼得的经历。
And this morning I can fellowship with brothers and sisters further on the testimony of Peter.
我们都知道彼得是圣经当中我们非常熟悉的一位使徒之一。
We know that Peter is a brother we're very familiar with in the word.
也是我们很多弟兄姐妹们都可以亲身可以感受的一位使徒。
And he's an apostle that brothers and sisters can relate to.
是圣经把他的事情记载得非常的详细。
The Bible writes about his experiences very clearly.
盼望着我们能够从这些记载当中得到激励。
We hope that we can be encouraged by these stories.
虽然我们没有彼得的功用，
Though we may not be used in the same way as Peter.
但是我们相信神在他身上所要做的工作也要同样做工在每位弟兄姐妹们的身上。
But we trust that the work that the Lord has done on Peter, he will also do in our lives.
我们今天要看的第一个事情是记载在约翰福音的第21章。
The first account we're going to look at today is from the book of John, chapter 21.
我们先来读几节经文。
Let's read some passages of scripture first.
那我们请弟兄姐妹们，因为这经文比较长，我们一起中英文一起来读。
Because these passages are a bit longer, we'll read simultaneously in Chinese and English.
第一段我们先从21章的第一节读到第九节。
The first passage is John chapter 21, verse 1 to 9.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下边：给西门彼得和称为迪普马的多马，并加利利加拿人拿但业，还有西庇太的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说：“我去打鱼。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船。那一夜并没有打着什么。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，放在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，也有200手，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。我们下一段要读的是同一章的第12节和13节。
The next section is the same chapter, verses 12 and 13.
还是一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶稣说：“你们来吃早饭。”门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。耶稣就拿饼和鱼给他们。下一段我们要读的是同样一章，在第15节到22节。
the next section, same chapter, verses 15 to 22.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话就对他说，你来跟从我吧。彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就问耶稣说，主啊，这人就是吃晚饭的时候靠近耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒。彼得看见他就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来如何？耶稣对他说，你若我若要他等我来的时候与你有何干？你来跟从我吧。好，我们这段经文先读到这儿。
We'll stop reading for now.
那我们知道约翰福音第二十一章是一章非常令人感动的一章。
We know that John chapter 21 is a section that really moves us.
是一章充满了恩典的一章。
It's a section of scripture full of grace.
我们知道约翰福音，整本约翰福音是记载主耶稣基督在地上，是从属天的角度来记载。
We know that the book of John talks about the life of Jesus from a heavenly perspective.
一开始的时候约翰就说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
The beginning says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God.
约翰用了二十章的经文把这位道成肉身的神子完全的把它展现在我们面前。
And using 20 chapters, John writes about how the word has become flesh and dwells within amongst us.
讲到这位道成肉身的耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Jesus who has become flesh is the Messiah,
就是神的儿子,
the Son of God.
在约翰福音第二十章的最后两节，就是三十节和三十一节。
In the last two verses of John chapter 20,
约翰呢已经给这本书做了一个非常好的一个总结。
In verses 30 to 31, John does a summary of the book.
约翰告诉我们说，说耶稣在门徒面前另外还行了很多的神迹，没有记在这书上。
Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book.
但记这些事要叫你们信，耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
所以我们看见这里边，约翰已经给这本书做了一个非常好的一个注解。
So know that John has already done a good summary of the book here.
讲到这位神的儿子怎样道成肉身，把神的恩典丰丰富富的带到地上。
He's talked about how the Son of God has become flesh and brought the grace of God abundantly.
证明他就是基督，就是神的儿子。
Testifying that he is Christ, he is the Son of God.
叫我们能够因着信他的名得生命。
That we can gain life by believing in his name.
所以我们看见在这里边，约翰已经给这本书做了一个非常完美的总结。
So we see the great summary that John has already given of the book here.
好像约翰福音就可以停在这个地方。
As if the book of John can end right there.
但是呢，我们突然发现约翰又记载了第二十一章，就是我们刚才读过的这一章。
But then we see that chapter 21 seems to be added.
这是一张非常美丽的图画。
This is a beautiful chapter.
描写着这神的恩典。
Which talks about God's grace.
讲到他怎样在地上的时候来寻找重新建造他的使徒。
Talk about how Jesus, while he was in the earth, sought after and built his disciples.
所以二十一章一开始的时候讲到说这些事情以后。
So chapter 21 begins after these things.
那我们知道这个中间可能发生了很多的事情。
We know there may have been some time between these verses.
主耶稣基督这时候已经从死里复活了。
The Lord Jesus has already resurrected from the dead.
并且他已经向他的门徒和众人有多次的显现。
He has already manifested himself several times to his disciples.
但是我们知道这个时候圣灵的能力还没有降在门徒们和众人的身上。
But we know that the strength of the Holy Spirit had not yet descended on the disciples.
所以门徒们这个时候他们里边可能还有许多的虽然有一个荣耀的盼望但是对未来还有许多的不确定。
So though they had a hope within them, they were not sure about the future.
所以在他们身上还有许多肉体的软弱的地方。
So there was definitely still some weakness in their flesh.
那一天我们不知道在彼得和另外六个弟兄里边发生了什么事情。
We don't know exactly what happened with Peter and the other disciples that day.
但是很明显的是他们软弱了。
But very obviously, they were weak.
所以在他们的软弱当中他们彼得呢就提议要出去打鱼要回到他原来的本行。
So in their weakness, Peter recommended that they go back to fishing, their original occupation.
我觉得这个可能是常常我们弟兄姐妹们我们自己也能够有感觉的。
Maybe this is a feeling that we ourselves also have.
很多的时候我们在生活和服事当中会遇见不同的难处。
Oftentimes in our daily lives and service, we may face many difficulties.
我们好像也里边有灰心丧志。
Maybe we have some, despair.
Lost hope.
And may lose hope.
所以我们也可能呢好像觉得感觉到前途非常的迷茫。
He may feel
the future is uncertain.
That the future is uncertain.
好像我们看不见那个前面的希望。
As if we can't see the hope before us.
这个时候彼得也许他心中回想出他许多之前的失败。
Maybe at this time Peter remembered his former failures.
觉得肉体是不能够胜过这些。
He thought that his flesh could not overcome these things.
所以他要回到他的本行去。
So he returned to his previous occupation.
我们有的时候也会陷入在这样一个光景当中。
Sometimes we may also have this type of outlook.
所以他们就七位使徒就出去打鱼了。
So these seven apostles went out to fish.
那一夜他们并没有打着什么。
The entire evening they didn't catch any fish.
那当天要亮的时候。
But right when dawn was about to break,
主耶稣站在岸上问他们说你们有吃的没有
Jesus stood on the beach and asked them have you had breakfast
他们说没有
They said not yet
主说呢你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着
Jesus said cast your net on the right side of the boat and you will receive fish
我们知道他们就得了153条大鱼
We know that then they caught 153 fish
这个时候我们看见约翰呢在他的灵里边马上就知道一件事情
We know that the Apostle John in his spirit then realized one thing.
因为这时候他们还没有看清楚岸上是谁。
They hadn't yet seen clearly who it was on the shore.
在约翰里边已经有一个非常清楚的感觉他说是主。
But John had this deep burden in his heart. He knew it was the Lord.
所以我们觉得这是一个非常宝贵的一个感觉。
So we know that this is a very precious feeling.
盼望着我们圣灵能够帮助我们。
We pray that the Spirit may help us.
在许多的事情上在我们的生活和服事遇见的这些事情上我们能够分辨是主的引领。
That in our daily lives and service that we can also have this impression that it is the Lord.
那这时候彼得呢听见是主他马上就跳到海里去穿上一件衣服就跳到海里去。
So at this time, as soon as Peter knew it was the Lord, he put on a garment and threw himself into the sea.
那其余的门徒们就把这个鱼拉到岸上。
And the other disciples begin to pull the net with fish onto shore.
他们上了岸就看见那边有炭火有鱼又有饼。
When they got to the shore, they saw that there was charcoal, there was fish, and there was bread.
这是门徒们所需要的。
This is what the disciples needed.
我们看见这些是主的供应。
We saw that this is what the Lord provided.
当然这些炭火鱼和饼
Of course, charcoal, fish, and bread.
让彼得能够想起他跟随主这三年半的经历。
It reminded Peter of the 3.5 years he had followed Christ.
想起那五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
He thought of, he remembered the 5 loaves which fed 5,000.
想起在大祭司庭院当中的炭火。
He remembered the fire in the courtyard of the high priest.
在那边他三次起誓发咒的好人主。
When he denied the Lord 3 times.
我们相信这些情景都会把彼得带进一个更深的对主的回忆当中。
These symbols reminded Peter of a deeper relationship with the Lord.
但是主呢，这个时候就拿着饼和鱼给他们。
And at this time, Jesus gave them the bread and the fish.
主来供应他们。
The Lord fed them.
这是我们主在地上一直所做的工作，在我们各样的需要的时候，他来供应我们。
This is what the Lord has always done for the disciples and for us.When we have need, he feeds us.
这约翰福音21章12节到13节呢，有个比较特别的记载，说那时候门徒们，主耶稣请他们过来吃早饭，他们中间没有一个人敢问他，你是谁，因为知道是主。
In John chapter 21 verses 12 and 13, it states that none of the apostles asked, who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord.
那这个记载，好像我们从表面上看，是一个很奇怪的一个记载。
Superficially, this seems like a very strange account.
他们没有人敢问说你是谁，但是又说呢，他们知道是主。
Nobody dared to ask who it was, but they also knew it was the Lord.
我们知道当主耶稣基督从死里复活之后，
We know that after Jesus resurrected from the dead,
他有几次向门徒的显现，他们都可能不是特别能够从肉身当中认出来他。
He showed himself several times to the disciples, but they didn't always recognize him.
就是从肉身上他们并不是能够特别认识，但是在灵里边他们都知道是主。
From a fleshly perspective, they didn't always know it was the Lord, but in their spirits, they knew.
我觉得这个是圣经给我们一个看见，就是让我们对主的认识也要有一个这样一个更深的经历。
I think this gives us an account from the scripture that we also in our lives need to know the Lord more deeply.
So, 我们可能没有办法从表面上有的时候能够认出主，但是在我们的心灵的深处，圣灵要把我们和主有更深的一个连接。
Maybe superficially in our lives we don't know the Lord, but the Spirit can do a work in us that we may know the Lord more deeply.
让我们里边知道是主。
That in us, we know that it is the Lord.
所以我们知道今天我们生活在一个非常多变的世界当中。
Today we live in a very, a most changing world.
所以这个感觉对我们来讲就是更宝贵的一个感觉。
So this feeling is a very precious one to us.
很多的时候外边的事情我们不是很清楚。
Maybe we're not very clear about the things happening around us.
但是在里边我们应该有一个非常清楚的一个感觉，是主在掌管的一切。
But within, we should have a very clear impression that God is in charge of all.
那外边可能有很多的拦阻。
Maybe there's a lot of obstacles outside.
但愿在我们在里边和主有一个更深的一个连接。
But inside, we have an even deeper connection with the Lord.
无论在什么光景当中，我们都能够知道他的工作，他的引领。
In no matter circumstances, we may know God's work and His guidance.
那从第十五节开始。一直到这到21节，我们就看见主耶稣基督在这里边有三次对彼得问话。
From verses 15 to 21, we see that the Lord Jesus asks Peter 3 times.
这是一个非常充满着恩典的记录。
This is an account full of grace.
当他们吃完饭的时候，主就问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
After eating, they ask Peter.He asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
当然我们听见教会的弟兄姐妹们在这节经文上有很多很多的交通，弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉。
So we've heard a lot of messages on these passages and brothers and sisters may be very familiar with them.
那这里边主在问彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Here, the Lord Jesus asks Peter, do you love me more than these?
那这些在彼得身上，在我们每个人身上可能代表不同的东西。
these may represent different things in Peter's life and in our lives.
但是主在这边让我们好像对我们有一个呼召，问我们，我们爱他是比这些更多吗？
But the Lord has a calling to each of us. Do we love him more than these?
当然在我在思想这句话的时候，其实我心里边有很大的一个羞愧。
As I reflected on these passages in preparation, I had a lot of burdens in my heart.
我觉得圣灵在问我们每一个人。
I think the Spirit is asking each of us.
我们每一个人的这些可能都不一样。
These may be different things in all of our lives.
但是神要我们的都是一样，那他在我们的生活当中，在各样的事情上能够居首位。
But God wants the same thing. He wants that in all of our lives that He is foremost.
觉得在这些事情上真的是对主有许多的亏欠。
I confess that I have a lot of shortcomings in these.
那彼得对主说呢，说主啊，你知道，是的，你知道我是爱你的。
Peter says to the Lord, you know that I love you.
当主耶稣基督问彼得的时候，这个爱是一个神圣的、完全的爱。
The way the Lord asked Peter, it's a sacred, a complete love.
但彼得的回答，他所用的这个爱呢，是一个情感的爱。
But the way that Peter responded, it was a superficial, an emotional love.
那我们知道彼得这个时候呢，他是更深地认识了自己。
So we know at this period, Peter understood himself more deeply.
他更谦卑地来到主的面前。
He came before the Lord more humbly.
他说我不能够用你的爱来爱，但是呢，我的确是里边向着你有一个，这是情感上的爱。
He says, I know I can't love you the way you love me, but yes, there is some, I can love you with this emotional love within.
但是我们非常感谢主，就是这一点点的爱在神的面前也是被神所悦纳。
But we thank the Lord that even this little bit of love that Peter had in his heart, the Lord can use.
所以我觉得对这个对我们每个弟兄姐妹们来讲都是一个激励。
So I believe that this is an encouragement to every brother and sister.
我们都承认我们向着主的爱是不完全。
We confess that our love to the Lord is incomplete.
在很多的时候可能被许多的东西所霸占。
There may be many things that are obstacles to this love.
但是我也同时也相信，我们每位弟兄姐妹得了主的恩典的，我们都有心爱主。
But I believe that all of us who have received God's grace can love the Lord.
因为我们知道我们的主在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
Because we know that the Lord Jesus died on the cross and gave his life and blood for our sins.
那我们怎么能不爱他呢？
How could we not love him?
但是我们的爱实在是不能够和神的爱相比。
But our love cannot compare with the love of the Lord.
但是主耶稣基督对彼得说呢，说你要喂养我的小羊。
But the Lord Jesus said to Peter, "You must feed my lambs."
主对他有呼召。
The Lord had a calling to him.
要他对他有托付。
He had a burden for him.
虽然他的爱是不完全。
Though his love was incomplete.
那主要第二次问他说，西门的儿子，你爱我吗？
The second time he asked, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
彼得同样说呢，说主你知道我是爱你的。
Peter responded similarly, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
在这个时候我们看见主同样的是用这个神圣的完全的爱。
Here we know that the Lord uses the sacred complete love to express himself again.
彼得呢同样是用着一个情感的爱。
But Peter continues to respond in an emotional love.
但在这句话当中和第一句话不一样的是主并没有去比较和那些其他的事情比较。
But one difference in the second question is that the Lord doesn't compare him with other things.
所以主在这边也是在提醒我们，我们只要对他有爱。
So the Lord reminds us all we need is to have love for him.
所以神的恩典好像对我们的要求并不是说非常高的。
God's grace doesn't have a high need on our end.
他常常能够照顾我们自己的光景。
He takes care of our circumstances.
那主同样对他呼召说你要牧养我的羊。
God calls him again, shepherd my sheep.
第三次
The third time,
主要问又问他说西门的儿子你爱我吗？
God asks him again, Simon son of John, do you love me?
那彼得因着主耶稣基督三次问他你爱我吗？他就忧愁。
So Peter, because the Lord asked him three times, was grieved.
但是第三次呢，这里边主所用的爱是一个，也是一个情感的爱。
But the third time, the love that the Lord uses is an emotional love.
是跟彼得所说这个爱是一样。
It's a similar love to the love that Peter responded with.
所以我们看见一位何等恩典的主。
So we know that a God full of grace.
他实在是知道人的软弱。
He knows the weaknesses of man.
他知道我们的有限。
He knows our limitations.
然而在我们这些有限和软弱当中。
But yet in our limitations and weaknesses.
他仍然要与我们同在。
He still wants to be in our presence.
他仍然要使用我们。
He still wants to use us.
这是一个恩典的神。
This is a gracious God.
他可以使用天上的众天使。
He could use the angels.
他可以使用宇宙穹苍来为他工作。
He could use the heavens, to heavenly powers to do his work.
然而他愿意迁就我们。
But he is willing to use us.
要按照我们的光景来建立我们。
According to our condition, he builds us up.
这是一个恩典。
This is grace.
所以我们知道彼得三次不认主。
So we know that Peter denied the Lord three times.
主耶稣基督要三次再重新建立他。
And the Lord builds him three times.
就要接纳他。
To accept him three times.
并且呢，主体贴他的软弱。
Not only that, the Lord understood his weaknesses.
他愿意降卑来拯救我们。
And he was willing to descend and save him.
实在是为着这个感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord for this.
那接下来主告诉彼得呢，他的一生之后的结束的时候的光景。
Following this, the Lord Jesus gives Peter a prediction of what his future will be.
等他年老的时候，他要为主殉道。
That in his older age, he would be a martyr for the Lord.
并且呢，他的死要荣耀神。
But he would also glorify the Lord through his death.
那我们知道彼得最后是的确是在罗马为主殉道。
And we knew that Peter did become a martyr in the Roman Empire.
没有记载在圣经当中，但是教会的历史记载到彼得受到尼禄王的逼迫。
Though it's not in the scriptures, we know from historical texts that Peter died at the hands of the Emperor Nero.
本来按照记载，他可能有机会可以逃脱那次的死亡。
According to historical accounts, he could have fled from death.
但是呢，他要坚守主的见证。
But for the Lord's testimony,
所以他最后被钉在十字架上。
He was also crucified.
并且当他被钉十字架的时候，他说我不配和我的主同样被钉十字架。
Also, when he was crucified, he did.Say that he was not worthy to be crucified in the same way as his Lord.
他要求那些人把他倒钉在十字架上。
So he requested that he was crucified upside down.
他的死荣耀神。
His death glorified God.
那我们接下来看见这一段是好像是为着彼得和约翰所记载。
So, we continue to look at this passage, between Peter and John.
当主对彼得说了这话的时候，彼得就转身看见那个门徒跟着，那个门徒就是约翰。
After this account, Peter turned around and asked the Lord, "What about this man?" And that man is John.
所以彼得就问主说：“这个人将来会如何呢？”
Peter said, "Lord, and what about this man?"
主就对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你来跟从我。”
And Jesus said to him, "If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you?" You follow me.
我们知道彼得呢，他的主耶稣已经预言他的死，这是一个真实的。
We know that the Lord Jesus had already predicted the way Peter would die.
但是在这里边对约翰是一个假设。
But this saying about John is just a theoretical.
他说我若是一个假设。
He said, if I want him, this is just an theoretical.
那这里边我们看见主把彼得和约翰的光景做了一个比较，是一个两个极端的比较。
So we see here that there is a comparison between Peter's life and John's. It's two extremes.
那我相信我们所有的人，后来的人都在这两个极端中间。
I trust that our lives are in between these two extremes.
那主告诉他的是呢，他不要去比较。
What the Lord is trying to say to Peter is, don't compare.
让他来跟从主。
Just follow me.
所以我觉得这个世界世人呢，在许多的事情上彼此攀比。
In this world, man likes to compare.
彼此嫉妒。
And are jealous.
但是作为神的儿女。
But as sons and daughters of the Lord,
我们每个人能够来到主的面前，让主在我们个人的身上有一个个别的带领。
We need to come before the Lord individually and have a personal walk with the Lord.
主在每个人身上的带领可能是不一样。
The Lord's leading in each brother's and sister's life is different.
当然也只有圣灵能够做这样的工作。
Only the Spirit can do this type of work.
但是他向我们每个人的呼召都是来跟从他。
But his calling for each of us is to follow him.
不要去比较。
Not to compare.
更不是要像世人那样彼此嫉妒。
And not to be like the people of the world and be jealous.
我们下一个经历要看的是在使徒行传第十一章。
The second section we're going to read is from the book of Acts, chapter 11.
那这段经历实际上是记载，更完整的是记载在使徒行传的第十章。
This account is actually more completely written about in the previous chapter 10.
那我们在这边呢，也是把这十一章的第一节到第十八节来读一下。
But we'll read from chapter 11, verses 1 to 18.
我们还是中英文一起来读。
We'll read together in Chinese and English.
使徒和在犹太的众弟兄听说外邦人也领受了神的道，于是彼得上了耶路撒冷。那些奉割礼的民族和他争辩说，你进入未受割礼之人之家和他们一同吃饭了。彼得就开口把这事挨次给他们讲解说，我在约帕城里祷告的时候，魂游外向，看见一像有一物降下，好像一块大布，细的四角，从天坠下，直来到我跟前。我定睛观看，那种有地上四足的牲畜和野兽、昆虫从天上的飞鸟，我且听见有声音向我说，彼得起来宰了吃。我说，主啊，这是不可的，凡属而不洁的物从来没有入过我的口。第二次有声音从天上说，神所洁净的你不可当作食物。这样一连三次就都收回天上去。正那时候，有三个人站在我们所住的房门前，是从撒该利亚差来见我的。圣灵吩咐我和他们同去，不要疑惑。同我去的还有这六位弟兄，我们都进了那人家，那人就告诉我们他如何看见一位天使站在他屋里，说，你打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他有话要告诉你，可以叫你和你全家得救。我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初在我们身上一样。我就想起主的话，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我是谁能拦阻神呢？众人听见这话就不言语，只归荣耀于神，说，这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命。这是在使徒行传第十章和第十一章所记载的一段故事。
This is an account in the book of Acts chapter 10 and 11.
我们知道那时候呢，罗马的军营里边有一个百夫长，他的名字叫哥尼流。
We know that at that time there was a Roman centurion and his name was Cornelius.
所以有一天呢，天使就向哥尼流显现。
So one day, the angel of God appeared to Cornelius.
说他的祷告已经达到了神的面前。
Said that your prayer had already reached to the Lord.
并且要他去约帕，请那个称为西门的彼得来到他家。
And also sent to Joppa and invite Simon, who is also called Peter, to your house.
对，哥尼流顺服了这个天使的命令。
So Cornelius obeyed the angel's direction.
就派了人去请彼得来。
And sent men to come and ask Peter to come.
那彼得来了之后，他们全家就都得救了。
And after Peter came, their entire home believed in the Lord.
那在第十一章这里边，是彼得后来回到了耶路撒冷。
In chapter 11, the account is when Peter returned to Jerusalem.
那外边那个受割礼的这些门徒就和他争辩说，说你为什么要进到未受割礼人之家和他们一同吃饭呢？
And then those who were of the circumcision party criticized him and questioned why he went to uncircumcised men to eat with them.
所以彼得在这里边呢，就是把这件事情重新跟这些人做了一个解释。
So Peter did a re-explanation here.
所以这段我们刚才读的这段经文是从彼得这个方面来看这件事情。
So this account is from Peter's perspective of what he experienced.
我们非常感谢主，圣经把这段故事记载在这里边。
We're thankful that this, the Bible recalls this story.
让我们看见一个非常美好服事的榜样。
To help us see a good example.
我们看见这个服事啊，所以是神所要的一个服事的一个榜样，一个例子。
We see this as a good example of service.
这个服事是由天使开始的。
This service began with the angels.
天使呢开始到哥尼流的家里。
The angels first went to the house of Cornelius.
把这件事情告诉他，让他怎样怎样做。
He told Cornelius what to do.
也是由圣灵的启示来带出的服事。
And then the Holy Spirit's revelation guided Cornelius.
当彼得那个时候正在西门家的房顶上祷告的时候，
When Peter was praying on the roof of Simon the Tanner's house，
你知道那个异象从天降下一共有三次。
We saw that the vision from heaven came down three times.
有一个物降下，好像一块大布一样。
There was a vision like a large object like a sheet came down out of the sky.
里边有各种各样的四足的走兽和这个昆虫飞鸟。
Inside were many different four-footed animals, wild beasts, crawling creatures, and birds.
那就有声音告诉彼得说起来宰了吃。
And there was a voice that said to Peter, get up, kill and eat.
但是这中间可能 有很多是按照犹太人的这个按照神在利未记里边所给犹太人的律法是不洁净的。
Many of these animals under the Levitical law was considered to be unclean.
但是呢，这里边神要给彼得一个新的启示。
But here the Lord gave Peter a new revelation.
就是神所洁净的，人不可以看作是俗物。
That is whatever the Lord makes clean, man should not consider unclean.
彼得呢就领受了这样的一个异象。
So Peter received this vision.
他顺服了圣灵的引领。
And he followed the guidance of the Spirit.
当这三个人来找他的时候，他就能够顺服与他们同去。
When these three men came, he was able to follow them.
这是一个服事上的一个，我们看见一个非常重要的一个原则。
We know that this is an important principle in service.
就是圣灵在我们里边要做一个开启的工作。
That the Spirit does a beginning work in our lives.
我们在地上的服事呢，就是要跟随圣灵的引领。
And our duty in this world is to follow the Spirit.
当然我们看见在这里边呢，是一个非常清楚的意象。
We see here this is a very clear vision.
神今天在我们的生活服事当中也在做同样的工作，虽然不一定是这样一个非常清楚的图画。
God's Spirit is also doing a similar work of giving us vision in our lives. It may not be as clear as this vision.
所以我们看见这段经文呢，告诉我们说，人在神面前的服事这一个原则是由圣灵的引领。
But we see the principle behind.God's leading us is that His Spirit must give us His vision.
人的顺服。
And we must follow.
但是同样呢，圣经是非常平衡的，圣经的真理是非常平衡的。
At the same time, the principle of Scripture is very balanced.
所以我们这里边看见的有六位弟兄和彼得同去。
We see these six men also followed Peter.
在第十章的时候没有记载几个人，在整个圣经里边也没有记载他们的名字。
In chapter 10, it doesn't tell you how many people went. It doesn't tell you their names.
也没有记载他们说了什么，做了什么。
It doesn't say what they said or did.
但是呢，这六位弟兄在神面前做了非常美好的见证。
But these six individuals had a great testimony before the Lord.
他们和彼得一起是七个人。
Together with Peter, they were seven people.
是在神面前做了一个完全的见证。
And this is a complete testimony before the Lord.
这也是一个身体服事的一个非常好的例子。
This also gives us an example of serving in the body.
那我们知道很多的时候我们也愿意跟随神的引领。
We know that many times we are willing to follow the Lord's guidance.
好像我们一定要得到一个特别的启示，我们才能够去服侍。
As if we, and, but sometimes we feel like we need to have a special revelation before we follow the Lord.
但是我们看见在这边呢，这六位弟兄不是这样子。
But we see that these six brothers did not receive.
他们并没有说我没有得到这样的异象，所以我不去。
They didn't say, I didn't receive this vision, so I will not go.
但是他们是进入一个身体的服侍。
But they entered a testimony of the body.
他们的服侍呢，也是带来一个非常重要的一个果效。
Their service also brought an important fruit.
因为这个时候圣灵正在初代的教会当中做一个特别的工作。
Here the Spirit was also doing an important work in the early church.
就是要把福音从耶路撒冷传到全地。
And that is to share the gospel from Jerusalem to all nations.
但是呢，对于当时的犹太人，这是一件非常难的事。
But to the Jewish people of that time, this was a very difficult task.
所以我们看见当这位六位弟兄站在那里的时候，
We see it as these six brothers stood there.
他们见证神的工作。
They testified to the Lord's work.
对于整个教会历史有着一个非常深远的一个影响。
And had an important impact on the history of the church.
所以我觉得这个整个这个故事我们看见了是一个神给我们看见一个服事的一个非常美好的一个榜样。
So we see a very good example of service through this story.
这里边有圣灵的启示。
This account begins with the Spirit's vision.
有人的顺服。
And man's obedience.
有一个团体的身体的一个见证。
And he's a testimony of the body.
这是神今天也是要在我们在我们这个时代所要做的工作。
This is a work that the Lord also wants to do in our presence today.
我们每个弟兄姐妹们，我们都是这个身体上的一个肢体。
Every brother and sister is part of this body.
这个团体的见证在神的面前是非常宝贵的。
The testimony of the body is very precious before the Lord.
所以我们非常感谢主，因为这个经历对整个教会的历史产生了深刻的影响。
So we thank the Lord because this testimony has had an important impact in the church.
因为神当时拣选了犹太人。
Because God chose the Jews.
他给亚伯拉罕有许多的应许。
He gave Abraham
a promise. 那这些应许当中有两个主要的部分。
And there's two important parts of this promise.
一个呢就是让亚伯拉罕能够生养众多。
One was for him to have many descendants.
他要在地上建立一个属于神的民族。
He was going to start a group of people who follow the Lord in this world.
这群人是有别于世上任何的人。
This group of people will be different from other races in the world.
那第二个方面呢，就是要万民要因着亚伯拉罕的后裔主耶稣基督得福。
The second part of the promise was that all peoples were to be blessed through Abraham's descendants.
所以我们从犹太人的历史上我们可以看见。
So from the history of Israel we can see,
他们的确是记住了神第一个对着亚伯拉罕的应许。
They truly remember the first part of Abraham's promise.
他们在地上生养众多。
They multiplied in the world.
并且呢成为一个特别的民族。
And they became a special people.
有别于世上的万民。
Different from all other peoples in this world.
但是我们发现在第二个方面呢他们好像是忘记了。
But it seems like they may have forgotten the second part of the promise.
以至于主耶稣基督的福音传到地上的时候好像门徒们没有办法继续把它传给外邦人。
When the gospel came to the Jews, it seems like they were unable to share it with outsiders.
最近我们在读《使徒行传》。
Recently, we've been reading Acts.
上一次孙弟兄告诉我们说，斯提凡的事件呢，好像一个锤子，神把教会打散，目的呢是要把福音传到更多的地方。
And Brother Sun shared that the testimony of Stephen was like a hammer, which allowed the gospel to spread to all throughout the world.
那神工作的原则一直是没变的。
The principle of God's work is unchanging.
那在使徒行传的第一章第八节主说呢你们要等候所应许的圣灵。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Lord says, you must wait for the promised Holy Spirit.
得着能力你们就要从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极做主的见证。
And in his might, you will share the gospel, both in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth.
所以我们看见是那个时候福音在耶路撒冷传开了。
So we see there that the gospel message began in Jerusalem.
但是神的心意并没有停在这里。
But the heart of God did not stop there.
那这句话告诉我们说，不但是一个地域的，要从耶路撒冷到外边的一圈犹大全地，直到地极。
So we see in one aspect that the burden of the gospel is to be witnesses from Jerusalem to the remotest part of the earth.
也是一个要包括全人类各个人种。
But also to include peoples of every nation and tribe.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音第四章向着撒玛利亚的妇人传道，就给我们做了一个例子。
In John chapter 4, when Christ preached to the Samaritan woman, this is one example.
今天神也把同样的呼召赐给教会。
Today, God has given a similar calling to the church.
教会不但要在地上与万民有别。
The church is not just to be a testimony to all people.
同时呢，也要作为主耶稣基督的见证。
But also to be a testimony, a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ.
要成为一个祝福的管道。
To be a blessed conduit.
这里边我们看见天使向着哥尼流说了一句话。
We see here that the angel spoke to Cornelius.
他说呢，你要去请那个彼得来，他有话要对你们说。
He said,Ask Peter to come because he has a word to speak with you.
我们知道天使完全可以自己把这个大好的消息告诉人。
We know that the angel could have easily spoken directly to Cornelius.
也许天使可能说的比我们任何人说的都好。
The angel could have spoken even more eloquently than any man.
但是呢，他说彼得有话要告诉你。
But yet he said Peter has something to speak.
可以叫你和你全家得救。
So that you and your whole household may be saved.
这是神的恩典，他要与人同工。
This is God's.Grace that he wishes to co-work with man.
我们今天生活在一个非常腐败的非常败坏的世界当中。
Today we live in a fallen world.
这个世界生病了。
This world is sick.
并且没有任何的药可以治。
And there's no medicine that can heal it.
只有神的话。
Only the word of the Lord.
我们看见这个世界有成千上万的人每天走向死亡。
We see every day.Tens of thousands of people walk in paths of destruction.
人们试过各种各样的方法，没有任何的药可以治。
Man tries a variety of methods, but no medicine can heal.
今天教会应该在这世界当中有见证，有话要告诉他。
Today the church has a witness, has a word to this world.
就像天使说，彼得有话告诉你。
Just like the angel said that Peter has a word.
这就是保罗在他的书信当中告诉我们说，他欠了福音的债。
This is what Paul refers to as the debt of the gospel.
一个人欠债可能是因为借着别人的东西。
Sometimes we have debt because we borrow something.
也可能呢是有一个托付给我们，我们没有传出去。
Or we have a responsibility that we haven't yet completed.
我相信保罗所指的可能是后者。
I trust that Paul's debt is the latter.
今天神也把同样的托付赐给教会。
Today God has given a similar burden to the church.
要把这个大好的消息告诉这个败落的世界。
That the gospel may be spread to this fallen world.
盼望着我们都在神面前领受这个托付。
May we all receive this burden before the Lord.
不仅过一个与世界有别的生活。
Not just to live a life according to this world.
也能够成为一个祝福的管道。
Or apart from this world, but that we can be a vessel for the gospel.
圣经当中彼得的经历记载了很多。
The Bible talks about Peter's experiences, very vividly.
每个经历都是我们可以从中学到许多功课的。
From each account we can learn from.
那这次我在主面前寻求，我自己也蛮有得着的。
This time as I searched before the Lord, I was truly blessed.
那我自己的负担呢，今天就交通结束了。
My own burden ends here.
我想在结束之前，我们再稍微回顾一下我们所交通到这七个经历。
Before we end, I would just like to summarize some of the lessons from Peter's life.
那第一个经历呢，我们交通到彼得顺服主，他把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
The first lesson is that Peter followed the Lord. He piloted the boat to deep waters.
因着主耶稣基督所做的，他认识到自己的罪人，认识到主生命的性情。
And because of what the Lord Jesus did, he recognized his own sin, but also God's faithfulness.
这是一个非常重要的认识。
This is an important recognition.
那第二个呢，是在海上风浪当中摇橹的一个经历。
The second experience is the storms on the water.
他们那一天的白天看见了主耶稣基督用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
That day they saw with their eyes that the Lord had fed 5,000 with five bread and two pieces of fish.
主要对他们有一个信心的考验。
But the Lord tested their faith.
让他们所看见的能够 转化成信心。
That what they saw can be translated into life.
让他们的信心能够借着祷告和定睛在主耶稣基督的身上得着建造。
That their faith may become through faith, through prayer, become reality.
虽然那一次他们失败了。
Though they failed that time.
但是主还是有恩典到他们船上平静风浪。
The Lord still had grace and stopped the storm.
那第三个呢是彼得认识到主耶稣基督是谁。
The third lesson is Peter realized who Jesus was.
他得到了一个很高的启示，说主是基督，是永生神的儿子。
He received the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
但是因着他不体贴神的心意，所以呢，他在主耶稣基督上十字架上这件事情成了主的一个绊脚石。
But yet he didn't follow the will of the Lord and denied Christ.
提示我们要凡事不要体贴肉体，体贴主的心意。
And we are also not to follow our flesh, but rather the will of the Lord.
第四件事情我们交通的是关于奠税的事情。
The fourth example is the temple tax.
那彼得在那边呢，没有去询问主，他自己做了一个决定。
Peter didn't ask the Lord, but made a decision himself.
提醒我们在跟从主的路上，我们要凡事来询问主，跟随主。
It reminds us that in our own lives we need to seek after and follow the Lord.
不要走在主的前面。
Not walk ahead of the Lord.
第五个经历，我们交通到彼得三次不认主。
The fifth experience is when Peter denied the Lord three times.
不管彼得在他的情感当中，在他的心里边有多么强的感觉要为主殉道。
No matter how deep Peter's own emotional burden was for the Lord.
但是他没有能够认识自己。
He didn't recognize himself.
所以肉体在考验面前还是失败。
So his flesh still failed under testing.
提醒我们要认识自己，要依靠圣灵。
It teaches us that we need to know ourselves and rely on the Spirit.
那第六个经历就是今天早晨我们所交通的，在皮比利亚海边。
The sixth experience is what we talked about this morning at the Sea of Tiberias.
无论我们在过去经历的是什么，
No matter what we experienced in the past,
只要我们愿意交在主的手中，
As long as we put ourselves before the Lord,
主要在我们各样的软弱的当中把我们拯救出来。
In our individual weaknesses, the Lord will save us.
给我们机会来重新建造我们。
And gives us an opportunity to once again be built up in Him.
那第七个就是关于哥尼流一家得救的经历。
The seventh example is Cornelius's household.
是一个非常美好服事的榜样。
And it's a great example of service.
是借着圣灵的启示和引领。
That through the direction of the Spirit.
借着团体身体的服事。
And the service of the body.
把神的恩典带出去。
We can bring the grace of God out.
好，我们的交通就停在这里，我们再有一些祷告。
We'll end our sharing here. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
谢谢你把你使徒彼得的经历这样详细的放在圣经里。
Thank you for giving us the example of your servant Peter so clearly in the Bible.
我们这些交通虽然是非常非常简单。
Though our sharing is very simple.
我们盼望着圣灵在我们各弟兄姐妹们的心中工作。
We hope that your spirit may do its work in our brothers and sisters' lives.
让我们个人都在你面前学到这些美好的功课。
And each of us may learn before you.
我们也求你来做洁净和分别的工作。
Please do the cleansing and work of clearing up in our minds.
若是不属于你的，我们求你帮助我们除去。
Take away what is not from you.
出于你的，我们求你帮助我们能够在生活当中能够实现。
And what is from you, help us to recognize in our lives.
在这个黑暗动乱的时代，求你继续祝福弟兄姐妹。
In this dark and changing world, please bless your people.
预备迎接你的再来。
Prepare us for your return.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Father.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我们下边有一些简单的报告。
Well, some simple announcements.
我们有很多详细的内容都在我们教会的周报上。
Some more specific material is on the bulletin online.
我们请弟兄姐妹们有机会能够到教会的周报上去看。
If you have a chance, please go on the website to take a look at the bulletin.
要来这个星期二和星期五的祷告聚会和读经聚会都照常在线上举行。
Our upcoming Tuesday prayer meeting and Friday Bible study will continue online as has been.
东南区的读经聚会是在周六举行。
And the Saturday Southeast District Bible study will continue to meet virtually.
我们请弟兄姐妹们能够预留时间来参加这些聚会。
We pray that brothers and sisters may have time to attend these meetings.
特别是当这个疫情越来越长的时候。
Especially as the pandemic continues.
让我们能够不要松懈。
May we not become lazy.
我们应该继续谨守在主的面前。
But continue to meet together in the Lord's presence.
要常常与他有交流，和弟兄姐妹们彼此有交流。
And continue to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
下一个主日，我们仍然有薄饼聚会。
Next Sunday, we will have breaking of bread.
是弟兄姐妹们各自在家里还有一些小组的聚会。
We encourage brothers and sisters to continue to meet in your homes or in small groups.
是这是一个非常宝贵的聚会，盼望着弟兄姐妹们都能够在饼杯里边和主有更深的一个生命的交通。
It's a very precious meeting, so we pray that brothers and sisters may continue to have this meeting together.
如果你愿意参加小组的聚会的话，也可以问一下附近的弟兄姐妹。
If you're willing to have brother communion with brothers and sisters with other in small groups, please do so.
信息聚会是照同样的时间11点到12点。
You'll have a message at 11 o'clock to 12 as usual.
聚会的链接是在我们教会的网页上。
The link is on the church website.
下一个主日是孙弟兄交通，孙家勇弟兄翻译。
Brother Sun will be speaking and Ben will be translating next.
请为我们弟兄们的服事祷告。
We pray for our brothers' services.
我们周五和主日都有分别有儿童的聚会。
Our children's meetings continue on Fridays and Sundays.
盼望着家长，做家长的弟兄姐妹们能够鼓励我们的孩子们能够来读经祷告亲近主。
We ask that our parents may encourage our children to attend these meetings.
我们继续请弟兄姐妹们为着美国的大选祷告。
We ask that brothers and sisters continue to pray for the upcoming American presidential election.
那求主保守美国能够选出和他心意的总统和副总统。
May the Lord preserve our country and may his will be done in terms of a president and vice president.
也继续为着这个整个世界的疫情祷告。
Please continue to pray for the pandemic in this world.
美国的疫情仍然很严重。
Though the pandemic is very severe in the U.S.
我们也知道这个川普总统和他的夫人也都得了这个新冠病毒。
We know our president has and his wife are also recovering from the virus.
请弟兄姐妹们也继续为他们祷告。
We pray that brothers and sisters may remember our leaders in their prayers.
世界上其他的国家像巴西和印度他们的情况也是很严重的，也继续请弟兄姐妹们在祷告中纪念。
We know other countries such as Brazil and India are also severely affected by the pandemic, and we remember them in our prayers as well.
弟兄姐妹们继续为着全教会的福音负担祷告。
Please pray for the entire church's burden of the gospel.
愿我们每个人都能够成为主手中的一个管道。
That all of us may be a vessel for the Lord during this time.
也为身体上有软弱和需要的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And for those who are having weaknesses in their bodies.
我们今天的报告就停在这里。
We'll end our announcements today.
弟兄姐妹们再见，我们今天的聚会就停在这里，神祝福。
May God bless you until we meet again, brothers and sisters.
再见。
Bye-bye.